Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Mays reaches second base with a double. Mueller goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Talbot scores. Sauer moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Irvin reaches second base with a double. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola strikes out. Two outs. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Giants. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 1 in the game. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Cat and he is out, Dark applying the tag. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Talbot who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mueller scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Talbot who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. Garagiola hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Garagiola reaches second base with a double. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. Minor takes first base on ball 4. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Garagiola moves to third. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up towards first. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. Catt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Minor covering, for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cat fields it and throws to third for the out. Sauer moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer throws the ball into Banks, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Minor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minor hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Irvin hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-3 in the game. Cat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Minner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Minner fields it and throws to first for the out. Cat moves to second. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cat scores. It's 5-1, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.